Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. What do you know about vaccine titering and when indications? And guess what? We have point of care opportunities now in general practice. So joining us are wonderful colleagues, Dr. Noga Schiller and Dr. Hunter Finn. Welcome, friends.
Hi.
Thanks for having us. Nice being here.
Yeah.
Hunter, it's good to see you. Like, usually we're on TikTok doing our thing over there, you know?
I know. Sometimes we have to switch up the platforms every once in a while. This is nice. Right.
We got to change it up. So thanks for joining us, friends. And a little information about our great colleagues. Dr. Schiller is a companion animal veterinarian and medical advisor with expertise in immunity, infectious diseases, and diagnostics at BioGal. She develops scientific content, advises on diagnostic innovation, and delivers professional presentations to veterinary and industry audiences, which, by the way, you're going to see her at our upcoming conference at Fetch Long Beach coming up. With a background in both clinical practice and medical advising, she bridges science and practical veterinary medicine to improve animal health and to empower veterinarians in everyday practice. So really cool information that you're doing there and great work. Dr. Hunter Finn is a proud owner of Pet Method in McKinney, Texas, is a dedicated general practice veterinarian whose journey into the field began with a childhood passion for animals. At the young age, he had a huge passion for loving his beautiful dog, Asher, ignited a deep-seated desire to become a vet. He pursued his dream and completed his veterinary training at Louisiana State University, earning his DVM degree there. Commencing his practice in 2019, he eagerly looks forward to many more years of providing exceptional care to furry patients in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And his mission is clear: to enhance the lives of pets by promoting longevity and well-being while strengthening the bond between pets and their devoted owners. At Pet Method, Dr. Finn offers a comprehensive range of services for both dogs and cats, including primary care, urgent care, preventative care, and of course, veterinary medicine. And I know he won't say this, but he's phenomenal on social media, and I love learning from him with all the great educational content that he does. So great work, Dr. Finn.
I completely agree.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
Great work. Okay, so we're talking about vaccines and titering. And let's kind of back up a little bit, Dr. Schiller, and let's talk a little bit about how the secondary immunity work, in other words, cell-mediated and humoral immunity, and how titering testing works and how it helps us determine if the dog really needs their booster shot. Let's start there for a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's a great point to start with. So let's talk really briefly about what secondary immunity even is. So when we're doing vaccines or when a dog is exposed to a certain disease, we have our secondary immunity, which is the long-term immunity. It's the one that's going to protect him from getting reinfected or infected for the first time if we're talking about vaccines. So this secondary immunity is actually divided into two types of immunity. We have, like you said, the cell-mediated immunity, which is our T cells. And then you have the humoral immunity, which is our B cells and our antibodies. So what is titer testing and how does it even work? Titer testing is going to check the titer levels. So it's going to check the antibody levels that the dog or the cat currently has. This is going to help us determine how the humoral immunity is working. Now, with certain viruses, and these are the viruses that we are checking for when we titer test, which is parvovirus, distemporovirus, and adenovirus for dogs. And then for cats, it's the panleukopenia virus. There is a really strong correlation between the humoral immunity and between the humoral immunity and protection. And this is really important to understand because when we're titer testing, we are checking antibody levels. And there have been already many studies that have shown that if we know what the antibody level is, we do know with certainty if the dog is protected from these diseases. Now, currently, we don't have a way of checking cell-mediated immunity. But what that basically means is that if the dog does have a sufficient titer level, we know the dog is protected. If the dog does not have a sufficient titer level, he might still have cell-mediated immunity. We don't know because there is no way to check that. And so we are going to recommend to revaccinate the dog at that point. Even though there is still a chance that he is protected by his cell-mediated immunity, but of course, that's a chance that we're not going to want to take without checking. So that is basically, briefly, how titer testing works.
Yeah, excellent. And Dr. Finn, as a general practitioner and as an owner, you see a lot of pet owners that are coming in, and I feel like more so than ever, they really will ask you, does my dog or cat actually need this vaccine? I don't understand why we have to keep getting this vaccine or whatnot. You hear all different sides about that. What are some conversations that you're hearing from pet owners when it comes to vaccines?
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's, you hit the nail on the head. A lot of people maybe are not necessarily resistant. They want to be engaged in their pet's care and they want to know that they're doing the right thing. So I think us as veterinarians need to be able to be well versed in this and not just say, well, this is how we've always done it. So yes, your five different dogs, all at different stages of life, all need this vaccine. That's not very individualized care, which is what we're promoting much more at my hospital, and clients seem to really love it. They feel like they're really heard and seen because clients, I feel, aren't opposed to vaccines. I feel like they're just opposed to not really having an exact reason for that vaccine, or a lot of them don't even know what each vaccine is for. So I think veterinarians, if at some point, and maybe not all, have kind of lost our way with just how consumed we are with how busy we are about educating the clients first and allowing them to make the best decision for their pets and us being a team together. So I pride myself and my staff on just educating each pet parent that comes to the door on what their pet may need for their situation and their age group and their lifestyle. And then we go from there, and clients seem to be very, very receptive to that.
I love that. You talked about something that was a big key takeaway that we learned from 2025 is that pet owners want to spend more time with the veterinarian in learning. It's not so much of like just coming through the door and, herding them in like cattle. They want to know more and they want customized, almost like precision care that you see, precision medicine on the human side. They want to see that on the veterinary space. So, for example, you think of the golden retriever. We do know that they're susceptible to certain cancers. We talk about liquid biopsy. We talk about urine liquid biopsy tests for dogs, DNA testing. And now I feel like what's been missing is the fact of like talking about vaccines and the at-risk population or, what they certainly could be susceptible to, or do they really need those vaccines? And Hunter, I know you've been in that space where we didn't have access to titering right away. It was one, either expensive or tell the listeners more about some of the concerns that you've had prior to what we have now versus what we have had then.
Yeah, I graduated in 2019, and it wasn't that long ago, but titers were not that common. Like, people would do them, but they weren't necessarily mainstream, and truthfully, they're still not as much as they should be. But I've always really liked titers. I think that it gives us more data that we can individualize care with, and I think that's super important. So whenever I'm talking with clients, we do spend, between 30 minutes to an hour with clients. So I know not all clinics are like that, but I like to give people their time. So I tell them ahead of time, I'm a talker. So if you have like a meeting or something you have to go to, you probably came to the wrong practice. But they've really enjoyed learning more about titer testing because most of the time when I bring that up to people, they're like, I have no idea what that is. So we go through this whole process and just basically explain kind of what Noga was explaining, that we can actually test the antibody level, and if it comes back at a certain level, there's a very good probability that maybe you don't need to booster this vaccine. And when I tell people that, their eyes get big because they've really never heard that before. Even people who come in and maybe have had like a friend who did a titer before, they've heard that it's insanely expensive and it's not worth the cost. And the fact that it usually will take, a certain amount of time to come in, at least a week. And by that time, they've moved on with their life. They've got all these other things going on. So the fact that now we have something like VaxiCheck, which is incredible, where we can offer in-house point of care testing. And within that same appointment, I can have the blood drawn. It's a very small sample. I can have a semi-quantitative analysis and let them know, hey, your dog does need this booster or doesn't need this booster before they even leave. I mean, I've never experienced something like that. So when I heard about this, I was extremely excited.
I love hearing this too. And Dr. Schiller, tell us a little bit more about VaxiCheck, its origins, and a little bit more specific, like on how it works.
Right. Okay. So VaxiCheck, we've been around for quite a while. been around for, well, the company has been around for 40 years. I think VaxiCheck a little bit less. But yeah, like Hunter said, this is a concept. This is a test that has been available for many, many years. But it's more of an education point that a lot of people still don't know about it. A lot of veterinarians still don't know about it, about titer testing in general, and then specifically about VaxiCheck. But I definitely agree with everything you said. It's really important for personalized care, and bringing it in-house makes it way cheaper, way faster and easier, and really a win-win for everyone. So VaxiCheck is completely in-house. It's really everything you need comes in a little box. You can then add kind of ways to automate the process, but you don't have to. Everything you need can come in this box. So it really works for every type of veterinarian and every type of clinic. And also, like Hunter said, it literally requires a drop of blood. You can use whole blood. You could use serum. It's 5 microliters to 10 microliters of blood. So it's really, really minimally invasive. It's like a poke, just like kind of a glucose test. The whole thing takes 23 minutes. And then you're going to get a result. You're going to get titers. Like I said, for dogs, it's for parvovirus, distemper virus, and for adenovirus. And for cats, it's for panleukopenia. And like Hunter had said, it's semi-quantitative. So you're going to be getting a score from 0 to 6 that correlates with the titer levels. And that way you also have more information if the dog does need to be revaccinated or not. But you also have the level. So you kind of have a point that you can kind of check. And when you're titering the dog every year, it gives you a lot more information of when these titers might starting to go down and you might need to recheck again. So it does give you a lot more information than tests that will just tell you yes or no. And yeah, and then you're going to know if your dog needs the booster shot or not. And in many, many, many cases, you're going to be seeing that the dogs do not need their booster shots. So this is also backed up by a lot of studies that have been done, but also just talking to clinics that, you know, use VaxiCheck for every single dog that comes in their clinic, you're going to be seeing around 1 in 12 dogs that do actually need their booster shot, because our humoral immunity that we talked about at the beginning can last for years and years and years, and in some dogs, even a lifetime.
Interesting. And Dr. Finn, I know most clients don't walk in and be like, oh, you know, I'm here to get a titer done. So what does the conversation look like when they had that vaccine reminder in the mail, they're coming to see you, and then you kind of change the narrative in the exam room? How does that look like, or what does that sound like?
It's not a very lengthy conversation. People, if they feel like you have them and their pet's best interest in mind, it's a very easy, natural conversation. And so usually when they come in, they say, okay, I got a reminder that I need all my shots updated. And I'm like, okay. And then we'll kind of go through it, or my technician may go through it typically. And we'll say, okay, we now have the option for this titer test. And this basically can tell us if maybe your dog doesn't need this vaccine today. And usually when you say that, most people whether they were like paying attention or not, they kind of perk up and they're like, oh, I've never heard that before. This is totally different than any other vet I've ever been to. So one, they're very interested right away. And usually you just explain to them it has your pet's best interest in mind. And usually this test used to take, again, a week's turnaround. We'd have to send it out and it would cost quite a lot of money, you know, at least hundreds of dollars. Now we bring it in-house, we can have results before you leave. And then if your pet does need the booster, we go ahead and administer it before you leave. So you're not waiting and having to come back. And people love that. They feel like it's a little bit more personalized care. I think that's very special. And in the last, you know, few months that I've been using it, we've done about 20 titers. And I don't think I've done 20 titers in my career in the last like 7 years before that. So people are accepting of it. And I think as this goes on, we'll get better and better about educating people and getting them on board with this.
That's fantastic. I agree. It's funny you said that. 20 plus years, I don't think I ever did that many either in that short amount of time that you've been doing, which is fantastic. And Dr. Schiller, I'm curious to get your perspective on this, because I find, I'm sure Hunter, you'll agree with this, in the social media space, pet owners know about this more than you think, you know, and they're looking for veterinary practices that offer titering. That's one. accessible, two, affordable, and three, in a short amount of time. So I think you kind of closed that gap. Is that something that you're experiencing on your end too?
Yes, absolutely. That's a great question because absolutely. We also, in BioGap, we reach out a lot to veterinarians, but we do also reach out to the public and to pet owners. And we get so many emails a day asking us where there's VaxiCheck, where they can get their pets VaxiChecked. I completely agree with you. In the last few years, it has changed drastically. Like you guys have both said at the beginning, how in general people care for their pets and they want this knowledge. So it definitely also with titer testing has been happening with vaccinations in general. They want more information. You know, I don't like to call it even vaccine hesitancy, like it's called a lot, because I don't think that the majority of these people are against vaccines. They just want more information and they want rightfully to only vaccinate their dogs when the vaccine is needed. It is the right way to do things. It is the scientifically correct way to do things. And I think that all of us as veterinarians, that is our goal in the end. And when you have, like Hunter had said, when he has a client that, you know, just in a few words, he's explaining what this is, most of these clients are very, very open to the idea because they want what's best for their pets. And they pretty quickly understand that this is the correct way to vaccinate.
Yeah, excellent. And Dr. Finn, as a practice owner, what a differentiator when you're looking at those that are listening in and you're trying to figure out how can we differentiate ourselves from others in the competitive space? Maybe there's another practice several miles away from you. And so what does that feel like to you, knowing that you have a differentiator than, say, other practices potentially down the road?
Oh, it's great. I mean, it's so for me personally, you know, we obviously do vaccines. We do all general care up to, you know, orthopedic and soft tissue surgeries to emergency care. But being able to offer something very specialized like in-house titer testing has been unheard of for me. And I think you hadn't really heard of it as well. So to be able to offer that to clients and advertise it to clients, we get a lot of positive feedback for that. We have gotten numerous new clients solely because they want to come learn more about it. And they've had really good experiences with this because, you know, a lot of those other titer tests, just truthfully, like if you're sending it to a university lab, they require quite a lot of blood and it's not always that easy to get on certain pets. So when we just need a tiny drop and it can be running while I'm having other conversations with that pet parent, it's incredible. And just like personal examples, I had a new client come in a month ago. And she specifically came in for the titer test. Her dog was, I think, 3-ish years old. So it had, you know, quite a few sets of vaccines. I think her vet actually still was doing annual boosters. So they weren't necessarily doing like the 3-year boosters like a lot of veterinarians in today's world are doing. And so when we ran the titer test, she was very happy because that dog had a 5 or a 6 on the VaxiCheck score. And I was like, this was my dog. Personally, I do not recommend that you get another booster. We can recheck this in a year and see where you're at. But she was very happy and she's going to probably be a lifelong client just because I could offer this test to her.
I love that. Dr. Shelley must love hearing that news, right? Knowing like, right?
Yeah, I love hearing the news. And it also reminded me that I had spoken with a VaxiCheck vet, a veterinarian that really VaxiChecks everyone. And we know that anywhere between a score 3 to 6 means your dog is protected. But she had told me that the pet owners start getting into this competition about who has the highest score. It becomes like, I got a 5, I got a 4. So yeah, it just reminded me when you said that she was so happy that the dog got a 5, 6, that pet owners really do get excited about these things. And yeah, rightfully so.
Well, this is veterinary medicine, friends. This is how innovation moves forward. You know, we have all these great advances that are happening. It reminds me, there's a great discussion now happening this year about hormone sparing surgeries too, for ovarian spay versus a hysterectomy, vasectomy versus a neuter. And having those conversations about that, even like the gastropexies that we talk about, these are just things that pet owners want, very precision, individualized care questions. It's not this one size fits all anymore. And I just love and appreciate that we have this. I got to tell the listeners, I did not know about any of this till Dr. Finn reached out to me about this because he knows how much I love individualized care. And I was like, oh, we got to get you on the show so we can kind of educate our colleagues more about this. So I just think this is another great step in the right direction of how we do individualized care of veterinary medicine. What do you think, Dr. Finn?
I could never go back at this point. Like I love it. It excites me. You know, I'm not going to say that giving vaccines doesn't excite me, but I think we all know it gets a little monotonous at times. And to be able to offer something like this, where we have real time data, that excites me. And so it's actually made me enjoy veterinary medicine even more, having a tool like this.
Yeah, this is great. Well, Dr. Schiller, where can we learn more about VaxiCheck?
So you can check out our website. You have all the information there. You can also email us directly with any question, anything you have, we will respond pretty quickly. And then you can also reach out directly to our distributor. If you're in the US, you can reach out directly to our distributors in the US if you would like questions about pricing and purchasing and things like that.
Yeah, we can put all that in the show notes to the listeners on our website, dvm360.com. And Dr. Finn, I know you're active on social. Is that where we can find you?
Absolutely. Dr. Hunter Finn.
That's it. Boom. That's the handle right there.
Simple to the point.
The handle that breaks the internet. I love it. Well, doctors, thank you so much for sharing your time and your expertise with us. This is really, really great information. I'm so glad we can amplify this on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having us. It was great.
Yeah, it's been fun. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Thanks for being on the show. Thank you to the listeners for tuning in. Don't forget to rate the podcast as we continue to grow here. And we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast podcast. Take care, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.